So we're not going to interrupt.
No, not going to interrupt because we love our guests.
We love our guests. And we want to hear what they had to say. Because
I don't think I'm supposed to hear this part, just so you know, for the next.
Oh, wait. Shoot, she's here.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We've got Emma Chapman in the house. Woo! What? Emma freaking Chapman. Say hello.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. Guys, she's legit. Ever heard of her? Co-owner of a Beautiful Mess blog, which gets like a couple billion unique views a month.
That's what I heard.
Correct.
No,
that's what I heard.
Creator of 3 number one selling apps, author of 2 books, soon to be a cookbook author.
Woo.
Let's see. She owns a freaking bar called the Golden Girl Rum Club. One time she donated a house to Habitat for Humanity.
It was a small house.
Most of us have done that in all fairness.
No. It was featured in this like... It was like a tiny little pamphlet they hand out called Real Simple Magazine. And then there's, of course, what I personally would consider the greatest accomplishment of all of her life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think everyone knows this. I did not know this. But she is a level 2 graduate of the Groundlings LA Improv Comedy School.
That's right.
True. So that's my own personal main goal of today, is for people to understand how hilarious you are.
Let's just say Katie's Googled her.
I've Googled you. I did some Googling.
Someone needs to tell me how to set up a Wikipedia page for yourself.
We'll do that.
Other people do.
We'll do that.
Katie and I already did that for you beforehand.
So, author, blah, 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 I don't care. But you did improv comedy. That's why I personally respect you. The rest is, you know, whatever. Who has an author to cookbook? Lame over that. So hopefully by the end of this interview, people will get to know the witty, hilarious Emma Chapman.
Yay.
But before we get into that, we have to thank our sponsor.
Yeah, for this start the show. Sponsor.
And this week's sponsor is Grocery Store Sushi.
We thought it would be appropriate because with your cookbook coming out.
You probably know a lot about Grocery Store
Sushi. There's probably
at
least a chapter.
I actually do love Grocery Store.
Is it the best?
I actually bought it yesterday because I went to the grocery store to buy stuff for my blog and I was not hungry. And I got there and I was like, this will make a great lunch later. And I just picked it up and bought that too.
Yeah.
But it was not very good.
It's always a little let down.
I feel like you just came up with the first tag, grocery store sushi, this will make a good lunch later.
This will make a good lunch later. I like that.
This will make a good lunch later.
Grocery store,
I'm assuming.
Grocery store sushi. I bet this one will be different. Yeah.
Grocery store sushi. I'm sure it's fresh.
I'm sure it's fresh.
We're in Missouri.
Don't, yeah.
Maybe you like ask the people, can I get one with a little less sauce? And they just look at you like,
we think we made this?
This is not like,
I'm
you
sorry.
Sit down at the sushi bar.
This just rolled in from a box in the bag.
But they try to communicate all that with just their eyes and you're like,
oh,
right, grocery store sushi. I gotta have myself.
Head
amazing.
To the deli section.
Okay. That's good. Thanks, grocery store sushi. Okay. So, before we get started here, let's go over the basics. Do you mind me asking how old you are?
I'm 30.
What?
30, flirty, and thriving.
Yeah, you are.
You guys watch a movie?
Yeah, no, totally. What is your job? Give me the elevator pitch.
I'm a blogger.
Yeah.
And I create content. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really have an elevator pitch.
No, that's okay. You let other people do that for you, like me.
Yeah.
And where do you live?
Springfield, Missouri.
And how do we know you?
I don't know. It's a friend group, I guess. How do I know you?
I remember
first Trey.
The first time I ever met Emma, we had a couples game night in Trey's apartment while you guys were very newly dating.
Oh, and that was the first time?
That was the first time. Aww. And it was very cute,
was
and you were good at games.
How many years
I'm pretty
ago
good. Was
that?
And I don't know. How long have you guys been married?
Yeah. 24 years ago.
And
that's cute.
Yeah, we played. I don't even remember what we played. Something that involved charades, I feel like. And you were like... The way I judge a person, like Trey's like, here's all our accolades. I'm like, okay, game night.
I could tell when you walked in the door. It's like, this girl is not going to like me if I cannot be down with the charades. So I'm going to blow her mind.
I'm going to blow her mind.
She's going to think I'm quiet and cool. And then I'm going to go nuts with the charades.
And you did.
And you did.
And you did. And I could guess them. They were easy to guess. So that was also important to me.
Also plus.
And then somehow through the night, the improv acting background thing came out. And I was like, what? You got so many layers. Let's peel those back. So.
Let's peel those back.
Tell us about your journey to self-employment.
Self-employment. You know, I was thinking about it because we were going to talk about this. And I feel like I have the worst stuff to say about self-employment because I've pretty much always been self-employed.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've never really worked for anyone.
Right, yeah.
And also, like, I don't know, like, my grandpa was self-employed. Both of them, actually. One owned a furniture store. One was a cattle farmer.
Wow.
And my mom's currently self-employed. So I just kind of view it as pretty normal. So anyone who works for someone, I'm like, that's weird. Why I need to listen to a podcast about that weird life that they're living. Well, you have a boss? Cool. Probably get a lot of direction from them. That's probably nice.
Part of it's actually very appealing.
It never occurred to me that I might work for someone, honestly. Like, I still don't even know who would ever hire me. I'm like, I don't know, because you never applied anywhere ever, so I don't know how that would even.
Did you have any, like, high school jobs or any weird summer jobs?
Yeah, I worked at a dollar store when I was in high school.
Yes. Hot.
During the holiday season, you know, when they're busy.
Hang on. Is it one of those actual everything's a dollar? Is it one of that BS where it's, like, called dollar something?
Well, it might be one of the BS ones, but they got a lot of good stuff.
Bait and switch.
They got a lot of good stuff.
I'm calling it like I see it.
I don't really remember. But I also worked at a pizza place. It was one of the ones where you don't bake it. And I'm not saying the name because they're not sponsoring us.
So. Yeah, and we don't ever promote products unless they're paying us hard cash.
That's our rule. You should teach us about sponsorships.
Hold on.
No offense, clearly I should.
We're going to turn off the microphones a second and you're going to teach us how to do this.
No, we're good. I think our plan's solid. I think it's going to work out eventually. Grocery store sushi's bound to give us some money.
Someone's going to be listening.
Okay, so you worked at a BS dollar store that didn't sell things for a dollar and a BS pizza place that didn't even cook it.
No, a pizza store, take a bake.
Yeah, that didn't even cook the pizza for you. Right. So you had two terrible, terrible BS jobs.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't need a boss. I could do this. It's just a bunch of BS. That's what I do now for a living.
Okay, so then you are this high school student, mm-hmm. still kind of shy?
Yeah, I think I've always been shy a little bit. Yeah. So there's not a part of the story where it's like, and then I emerged from the cocoon.
Except for the improv comedy part is kind of blowing
my mind.
I
was really good at level one. And level one at Groundlings is just improv, no character work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just yes anding, which yes. If you can work for yourself, you can yes and, because
that's all it is.
Do you do this?
Yes, like, don't know what's going to happen next. Like, that's what you do for a living and you work for yourself.
That's so true, drawing the comparison between the two.
So that was fine. It's fine. Sometimes you're the straight man, so that's even easier because you just make the other person
look
good.
You're the
sport girl. I can see you have a joke in your eye. Let's get it out. You know, like, so that's all you do. But level two is when you write and you start doing characters, and I failed that one.
Characters?
First time. Yeah.
I imagine the writing would be great at, though. I think you're a very good writer.
Now, from someone who didn't do improv comedy in LA.
Yeah.
Characters would be you're doing improv, but they're like, you're a fish that's on the beach, and you're trying to get some air.
You suck. Yeah.
I'm a fish.
I'm just trying to give a good example of someone who doesn't know what they're talking about.
Oh, right.
You're talking about
it.
I clearly do.
Yes.
She was being a character.
I was being
a character of someone who suggests terrible characters.
No, but they don't give you a character. You have to come up with, like, a weird character to be.
They might give you a character, or you might come up with your own.
You have to try
to change your body. You can't literally, but you try to come up with a different
mentality. I'm a 30-year-old cute blogger.
You can try that, and they'll be like, that was great. You need to do six more, though, because that was just one.
That's what you
and
are.
And it was pretty much you. So
I know my favorite character to play is definitely myself.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm going to pause the LA thing because I'm trying to figure out how you became a shy high schooler who then decides to go to LA.
Well, I was shy, but I'm like a very, very, very confident introvert.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm not like very that. I was shy, but I also I was a homecoming queen candidate.
Ooh.
Didn't win though. Damn it, Kristen Murphy.
If you're listening, who's laughing now?
Probably Kristen. She's pretty cool. I voted for her.
She actually runs a lifestyle blog and gets 2 million unique views every
month. Her. That's a continued rivalry. But I don't know. I never had a problem talking to people. I don't seem like a typical theater kid because I don't care if you listen to me or hear me. I'm confident enough that it doesn't matter to me.
You're like, that joke was like, for me.
I'm hilarious. You'll figure it out later. So
you'll get that.
I'm like that type.
I agree.
Like, maybe you will, maybe you won't. If you never say anything. But so yeah. So I don't know. It wasn't really like a change. Like, I don't think my parents were that shocked when I said I wanted to be an actor. I think they were more just like, but that's going to be moving away.
Oh, yeah. What started the acting bug? Like a
I was in a play with a friend.
Oh, cool.
And it was really fun.
What play was it?
In high school?
I think it was Godspell.
Oh, cool. Did you sing?
I did sing.
Yeah.
I had to sing at the audition.
Oh.
And I was like, I told my friend, I was like, I can't sing. And they were like, just go for it. And I was like, all right. And so I kind of did like, I think I did a Chicago song and I kind of did it in a character voice because I was like, I'm just going to try to act really like, I don't know.
Confident.
Yeah. I'm just going to be like,
was it all
weird
that jazz?
Sexy for a 17-year-old because I can't sing. So I got to do something memorable.
And your teachers were like, A plus.
I think they were like, all right, you're in, but you're in the choir. You're not getting solo.
Keep her coming.
Yeah, put her over there this time.
So you got the thrill of the stage and kind of set a little fire in you.
Yeah.
And you were like, LA?
Didn't really have any other plans. So I think I also really wanted some kind of career that required me to move away from home because as a middle child, kind of always lived in my big, talented sister's. Well, she's not big. She's older than me. I think it started to sound like I meant fat there, and I was like, wait a second. My older, okay, very
so
talented
you have
sister.
An obese older sister.
No. Okay. Wait.
Super fat.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so.
You're so terrible. I'm literally in her shadow.
Right.
She's
dude!
So big.
So big.
And I was like, I can't get a tan. I gotta move to LA.
This would be mean if she wasn't so darn cute.
Yeah, she's good. Not actually. Thank you, Shelly. She's not
you're
actually.
Welcome. For the record,
really
disclaimer.
Okay, so. LA. Your thin, normal sister, you wanted to get out of her shadow.
Shadow.
You thought, I wanna leave town. Why
yeah.
not pick LA?
Yeah, because I was like, acting is kind of a career you really can't do here in Springfield, Missouri. Like, you can do, it could be a really important hobby that you sometimes make some money at, but it couldn't really be your whole career.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, if I pick that, it sounds fun, and it requires me to move. So,
Brett
can't.
Right. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
You know, I can't be in my sister's shadow anymore because I have to move to
yeah.
pursue my thing. So I think that was a piece of it, but I think I realized that later in life.
Yeah, no,
that's
yeah.
not a good reason
I'm
to
totally,
pick a career.
I'm totally relating to you on so many levels. I'm like, did I really want to quit softball? Or did I quit softball because my sister played softball? I'd like go back and go,
that kind of stuff. Like,
interesting. Well, was I actually just kind of rebelling? Okay, so then did you like go to a secondary education there or you just went for it?
In LA?
Yeah.
Well, I went to Groundlings, which is...
secondary education.
I guess secondary education.
I think so.
Sure as heck is expensive.
Did a large establishment take your money for some sort of exchange of knowledge?
Yes, and you move up in these levels.
Yes.
And give you sort
that's
of
true.
Grades, but yeah,
that's true.
So
that was your first thing, was Groundlings.
I did Groundlings, and I also did a commercial acting class. A lot of comedy actors do commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a commercial acting class, and I don't remember the name of it, but it was actually really good.
Yeah.
So
they're listening
really
right now, and they're like, "Darn it!"
Yeah. Didn't get a shout out.
She
if
loves
they were
it.
Listening, maybe if they sponsored the show, I could recall the name.
Email
oh,
us,
gosh.
And we'll connect them.
I'm sure the demographic is all aspiring actors. So.
Sure.
Was it really expensive
to live in LA?
Yeah,
it's one of the, I think like the top five most expensive cities in the U.S. So
Springfield's probably like two.
The
I think
top,
it's in
the
bottom
top two.
Five most expensive cities in the U.S.
That is dramatic.
I feel like they just give you things here.
I think they do.
I think they're like, here's just land.
You get on Craigslist free. It's just like a house, a car.
Oh, so that's how you
that's
go to the house.
Yeah.
Away.
Yeah. That's how they gave it away.
Well, you come to do a podcast and you get a plant.
Yeah,
that
see? And muffins. It's
yeah,
like,
muffins.
Oh, don't eat dinner tonight. Boom. So
boom.
It's easy to live here.
Okay, so you're in LA. You have a roommate. Why'd you leave?
I ran out of money.
So that'll do it.
And I also was like, I don't think I want to be an actor anymore. Because I just was like, it's really competitive, which is pretty obvious. But I guess didn't count on how very, very, very non-competitive I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm a confident introvert who's
right.
like, eh.
Yeah, right.
you know, if I don't say anything during this class, whatever, I'm hilarious, they'll get it. But, like, everybody else in the class is, like, going nuts.
Right.
This is, like, their, you know, so it's, like, not a great environment for me.
Oh, that makes complete sense.
You kind of have to be, like, a little cutthroat, and then still, like, 10% of the cutthroat people make it.
Yeah. Well, and just, like, it sounds like people are sort of shouting for attention, and you're, like, mm-hmm. hey, let me know if you want to listen to what I have to say.
It's not, like, a... It's not like a I fault in you, though.
Right,
it's
of
like,
course.
Your
yeah.
choice. You got to get out there and do your thing. But, yeah, it wasn't... I didn't really fit in that environment at all. And I was like, I don't know if I'm that into this anymore.
Because right.
I kind of picked it when I was 18. And I thought, by the time I was, like, 23 or 24, I was like, I don't know if I really care about this anymore.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Hmm.
Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then...
Ran out of money. Didn't want to do it.
Okay.
Put everything in my car. And drove home.
And said, screw you, roommate.
Yeah.
See you later.
All my stuff's on Craigslist.
For free.
Yeah.
So then you came back home?
Yes.
Was that an awkward feeling?
Yeah. All my friends, like, had jobs or husbands or savings accounts or houses or kids. And I had none of those things. Yeah. I was like, you want to hear a funny story about this time I was in this class in L.A.? And they were like, no, I need to go home and put my kids to bed. Oh, wow, we're living different lives.
Aww.
All right. Guess I'll just go back to my parents' house where I'm living and read a book.
And you lived back with your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. And the house was really full at the time because my brother and his girlfriend had just had a baby. So there was a newborn in the house, too.
Oh.
So I got acquainted with my niece, Penny.
Oh, Penny's so cute.
She was cute. She's a terrible baby, though.
I was going to say, you've experienced the newborn experience without having one yourself.
I do not think they could all be like that. No one would have a second child. Like, she's a wonderful kid now, but she's a tough baby. So
that's an interesting dynamic. You're completely, like, alone in L.A., pursuing your dreams, and then you're back with your parents
brother,
and your brother.
His girlfriend. Their
yeah.
baby.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And then what were you doing for a job?
Well, my sister had a Etsy and also a local store, and she had just bought a larger local store. So I was helping her clean it up and get it ready for a grand opening. And then at the same time, it was like she had had another employee working with her, and they had moved. So it was pretty much just her, and she just needed a lot of help with a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just learning how to do everything that she didn't do at her company. So.
Which is, like, probably more the businessy administration
stuff. Yeah, it's more administration stuff or, like, at the time, a lot of customer service stuff, product fulfillment stuff,
mm-hmm.
A lot of cleaning, too,
oh,
and taxes.
So
taxes.
Oh, all the good stuff. All the good stuff.
I make a joke that I'm like, if auditors want, like, a shoo-in, they should just only audit creative self-employed people, because we're
I
all like
dare them to audit me.
Oh yeah.
I will show them my file folders.
Yeah, look at you.
But
you'd
that's so important. I think that a lot of creative people who can never quite make it past the like I want to do this thing to like be a legitimate business is people who can't bridge that gap.
Yeah,
so that's neat that you were able to.
Yeah, you got the best of both worlds.
I think that's the hard part of doing a business is doing all the stuff that you don't do well. Like, you know, Katie,
right.
you're a photographer.
Yeah.
You probably know how to use a digital camera
mm-hmm.
and, like, Photoshop and Lightroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the hard part. The hard part is, like, knowing how to, like, invoice a client.
Right.
Do your taxes. Are you going to set up your company so that it's an S-Corp or a different type
yeah.
of LLC? And then what does that mean? Are you going to be on payroll?
Or they're
going to
send
insurance
you files
and,
every month.
You
have to figure out what they are.
Yeah, all those
yeah.
things that you're like, I don't know how to do any of this stuff. I only know how to do the one part.
I just want to do the fun part.
Yeah.
I want to take
yeah,
the
so,
pictures.
And then be able to live off of that.
Yeah.
Live off of dreams. So yeah, so then it sounds like you and your sister probably complimented each other maybe well in that regard too.
Yeah, we did. I think we still are. We do a lot of... Well, we really stay out of each other's way a lot
right.
at work. So that works out great.
Yeah, and you figured
everybody.
That out kind of early on, like divide and conquer type of...
Yeah, and style. Also just like, I just kind of viewed it as this is my role. I'm going to take care of all the other things,
mm-hmm.
whatever that may be. I'm going
right.
to learn how to do that. So it's pretty easy for me not to want to do her role because I am always like, oh, she's doing that. It's covered.
Right.
What is not covered? What's on fire over here? Okay, that's what I'm doing today. You know?
Right.
So,
yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you open a store.
Yep.
What happens next? It's success?
No. It's okay.
Yeah.
But it's not very busy, so mm-hmm. we're kind of bored during the day. So we start, you know, growing her blog because she had just started selling advertising on her blog to, like, other little companies mm-hmm. or things like that because she had quite a few readers.
What year is this, if I could ask?
I think it was 2010.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, okay, well, that could be a great way to supplement the money that we're not making here mm-hmm. yeah. at the store. So I started helping her sell advertising and try to figure out, like, more systematic ways to grow her blog mm-hmm. and, like, have a plan for content. Because she had already attracted, like, her talent is, well, anything creative, but also attracting an audience. Mm-hmm. Like, which, if you can't do that, then you're going to have a hard time doing the type of thing I do. And I actually don't do that very well. She does it great. So it's like, okay, great. You already know how to do that. How do we monetize it mm-hmm. and keep them here?
Right.
And that's what I do.
Yeah, so, that's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what's funny too is I'm
no, it great. Is.
You know, I'm over analyzing you now, and I'm thinking the same girl who doesn't shout characters in an improv class and says, "I'll be over here if you want to hear how funny I am." That I'm translating it to, like, social media and building an audience, and it's kind of funny. The same thing is, you're like, "I'm not going to shout at you to follow me, but I'm really funny.
I'm just gonna let my sister do it, and then I'm gonna sell you something." You're like,
"That's very good. Good. I love that." Okay, so then store blog grows, and then what happens?
Well, we started writing our first book, which we got because a publisher saw our blog and contacted us.
Boom.
Yeah, I know. And Elsie had this crazy idea for an app. Which at the time, I had never downloaded an app. I was new to the iPhone. I didn't get one until, like, 2011. So I was like, oh, what's an app? And she was like, oh, it's like a little thing on your phone. It helps you do things. And I was like, oh, cool. Well, what should ours do? And she's like, I want to do these little doodles and stuff. Everybody asked me about it. And I was like, that's a great idea. So we started building that. Well, one, I downloaded my first app so I could understand what they were.
What was your first app?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Oh,
no. But sure, it was some kind of,
was
like,
it Instagram?
Productivity thing. Oh, it might have been.
I don't remember, like, face something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like, oh, yeah. Faces.
I don't even know. No. But so we started building that, and that was really, like, our first very, very successful product.
So let's take a moment. Let's dramatize what happened that day. You didn't know. You invested a lot of money to building it.
Yes.
So it was kind of a big risk. If it didn't go well.
It was. It was, like, just enough risk that no one was going to lose their job or not be able to pay their bills that month. But it was, like, that would be a big bummer.
Right.
If it didn't
And
work.
Then you release it into the world.
I remember we went to, what's that place by Stax? Houlihan's?
Houlihan's.
We went to Houlihan's that night. They have these really big, like, boozy lemonade things. It's great. So,
and then were you just watching Stats rolling?
I forget. I think we couldn't see the numbers. I don't think iTunes Connect, like, you can see it for, like, a certain amount of time. But we could see that we were on the top charts.
Yeah,
number
one.
We didn't know what that meant. Yeah, for, like, sales. We didn't know, like, if you sell 10, are you on the top chart?
Right.
No. Yeah. You know?
Right.
No idea. But it turns out, no, it's a lot more than that. But, yeah, and Elsie and I, like, it was our first app, and I really didn't know very much about apps. So to us, it was like, this is amazing that we're going to make back our money.
But right.
We didn't really know that it actually was really, really pretty crazy that two girls who don't really know what apps are and are not from the tech world
yeah.
and live in Springfield, Missouri,
you're like,
could
cool.
get a number one app. Like, it's very strange.
This is how it goes. You just make an app and then, like, it
you're
takes off.
You're just cool and then people hear about it later.
Well, so. And then now I don't want to, correct me if my stats are wrong, but I want to say, like, by the end of that week, you guys had, what, 1 million users?
I don't think we hit 1 million until, like, 6 months in.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
But you had 1 million users in 6 months. That's insane.
That's insane.
Insane. Yeah. That's great. And I'm like addicted to Silicon Valley right now. Have you seen that show?
Oh, yeah.
And there's all this drama about getting their, you know, their app created. And I'm like, and you guys are like, oh, no, you just make one. You just make one and
I know,
it gets 1 million users.
Why are these guys having a hard time? Like, should I call them? Trey's like, it's a TV show. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm just saying. I feel like this was a lot easier when I did. And then we see their numbers when they're, like, getting their, you know, they're getting to their first, like, 500,000. I'm like, that's not bad. Like, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. They're on track.
Yeah, you guys are on track.
A whole show.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay, so, but I mean, there's probably a lot of work and scheming that went into it that year.
I'm sure she's downplaying their talent level in this a little bit.
An ability to know, like, what's going to sell.
And it was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it takes a lot of, I'm sure, hard work and craziness.
And it's like, no,
not really.
Everyone out there, like, hates you.
Look,
just a little
I'm
bit.
I'm not that modest. Like, I say when I do a really good job at things. But it's like, this one was just like, looking awesome. Back, I'm like, I don't know why we thought we could do that.
I really don't. Funny.
I have no idea why I said yes to her once I heard the price of, like, what right. it would cost. Normally, I'm, like, pretty conservative, so right. I was like, I can't even believe I said yes. But I don't know, something about it, I was like, I think it'll work. Let's I think this. People will download this.
Yeah.
She did the thing. She had she a thing, and she did it.
She yeah. did the thing. That's really cool. And then, like, did you get started on App 2 and 3 right away, or?
No. So App 3 was something.
A color story.
Color story. And we were going to build that, like, basically, at the same time we made our first app, A Beautiful Mess, we had the idea for that one. But it's a much bigger, harder app to build. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more expensive. So we didn't have the money to do that one, basically. We only had the money to do what we were doing with A Beautiful Mess and only for iOS. Mm-hmm. We could not even afford to build Android at first. So we kind of waited till we ended up getting... So the second app, Party Party... is like something that we were going to put into the third app. It was just one little weird feature. And one day at lunch, I was like, you know, it's kind of like the stepchild. It should just be its own app.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
everyone just kind of was like, yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't
maybe
it be? Yeah.
It could be. Because it is kind of, you know, kind of like a weird little gimmicky
yeah.
type app.
Yeah.
So then we started building that one. And... when we finally had enough money to build a color story
Party
eventually.
Party. Yeah, that's
which
true.
Is amazing.
And Party Party app did really well too.
It did pretty good. Not as well as A Beautiful Mess. It's a little harder to use.
Oh, I don't think so.
I enjoyed
do
it.
Do your kids like it?
Me and my kids.
We find
rock.
That's our number one demographic, it turns out.
They like it when Penny's counting down the
kids,
numbers.
We're going to do 15 photos again. Hold on. Pose.
Yep.
Pose.
I love it. So, and then third app, you did a little different strategy. On the release, yeah, because you didn't, it was a free app?
Yes, it's a free app. That was our first free app. It's free, but it's free to download. It does have in-app purchases, though. Mm-hmm. So, just in case anyone downloads it, and then they're like, what in the world? There's things to buy in here. You're getting 0 stars. Please don't do that. It's just free to download. You actually get a lot with the download.
And maybe I'm too nice of a person, but when I see people getting really upset about that, I think this took a lot of work, and the fact that anything in it's for free is really generous.
And also, usually the in-app purchases are $1.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, just use the free ones if you're
and there's sales to buy all of them, and you can basically get it like half off or something.
Yeah.
So, I know. I don't know what to tell people, but they just get upset and like give us the bad reviews, so.
You're like, you can read our blog for free.
There's a lot of things I do
There's
for
a
free.
Lot that I do for
Most
free.
Of it is free. Very little of it I charge for. That's how I pay for the rest, so please don't get upset. Oh.
This has been Emma Talks to Her Negative Reviewers.
Please, 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 at least give us 3 stars. Please, at least.
At least three.
Just three. Come on. That's fair.
That's fair. Okay, so then you are now shooting the photos for a cookbook.
Yes, oh, I just finished happened. Last week. I turn in 2.5 weeks.
Ooh,
how did you get a cookbook? What happened there?
Well, we wrote our first 2 books. The first one's about photography. The second one's about home decor. So don't read it, Shaylee, because you'll be like, this is BS.
I will read it.
Don't even know how long their curtain should be.
2 stars.
Yeah.
I just did
1 star. No, I don't even know how you write a book, but you did it.
She wrote a review on her post-it.
I went on Amazon Prime, and I know. No, just kidding. I'm sure it's wonderful. No, you guys are like the people, like, I feel like I see your house on your Instagram or whatever, and it's like the type of people, I'm like, why did I even go to school? These people are out here, and they're amazing at stuff like this, and I, like, needed a 4-year degree to, like,
I doubt you needed it. I think you were interested in it.
Well, thanks, maybe. Well, we'll go with that.
So how'd you get the cookbook?
Well, from the other 2 books, I already had a
literary
same agent.
Oh.
Well, I had a literary agent. We actually don't have the same publisher because, I don't know, they just didn't make us a very good offer. So, but my literary agent, Lindsay, is the best person in the world. It goes my mom up top, and then Lindsay, my literary agent. She's amazing.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, sorry, Dad. You're number three. Close, right behind Lindsay. But she's really good. Sorry. She is, like, the most, like, if she needs to give you somewhat negative feedback or, like, tell you you're being a baby, she'll find a way to do it that, like, you're kind of like, you're right.
Aww.
I am kind of, you know what? I want to work harder, and I'm so excited about life. She does that. Wow. It's like witchcraft. Ooh. Yeah. So she's the best agent ever.
Lindsay.
So anyway, so if you guys ever want to write a book, though, let me know, because...
We do, Lindsay. The thing is I really do want to write a book, Emma. I really
do. You should email Lindsay.
All right, Lindsay.
Email us.
I'm pretty sure all I have to do is ask.
It's going to be an audio book.
Well, that's at least step one.
We have like hundreds of listeners, Lindsay.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of thousands.
No, minus the thousands, the hundreds.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself.
Okay. So that's awesome. Is that like your favorite thing that you have worked on, the cookbook?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's hard to say because it's not done yet, so it could end up, like, you never know during edits what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, it somehow might come out different than I'm thinking, but probably not because everything's kind of written and shot.
But I mean, you developed every recipe in that bad boy?
No, I only did about 2/3. My Elsie, she did. She did 1/3. Or half. I don't even know.
That's crazy. You wrote a cookbook and like 2 other books. That's awesome. So whenever your books were coming out, I had a vision. I really wanted to stand in line at Barnes & Noble with you behind a folding table.
And have you sign it.
And have you sign it. But then you were like, there isn't one like that. And I was like, can we just go together to Barnes & Noble? Just you and me, and I'll bring a folding table.
Yes, especially if you buy me a latte.
Well,
we could do this every week.
I just had a vision of me standing in line at Barnes & Noble, and then you picked like Nashville or something over Springfield.
Oh, yeah, last time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope we get to do a book tour this time, but they're really expensive. It's
on you?
It costs money to travel around.
Oh, well,
usually it is at least partially on you, but not always. Every publisher is different.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. You know.
Lindsay, you're listening.
Lindsay?
Sponsor their book out. Tour.
She'll give me a talk about how I'm being ungrateful. I won't even realize she's doing it.
She's like, I am.
You're right.
And then you buy her.
I feel like I should be before your mom. I should be before your mom. And you're like, you're right.
Yeah, she's the best.
But anyway, that offer still stands of just you and me going to Barnes & Noble alone, and I'll bring my own folding table.
I'll be joking on a podcast, but I'm the type of person, I will not let this go.
I want this to happen. I'm not joking at all.
You can leave here. All your kids, too.
We're going to go to Barnes & Noble.
I especially like that Emerson.
Oh,
he is pretty cute. Mm. I like the other ones, too, just for the record.
We good?
Noodle, don't worry about
Nora
it.
Noodle, fine.
She's like, what? Yeah.
She subscribes to this podcast. You're going to learn that our 3 subscribers are my kids.
They
all have iPhones.
Thanks, Opal.
You have no culinary real background, no formal training.
None.
So, like, what? You're writing a cookbook and you have no formal training?
It's intimidating.
Again, I feel like you're just naming things that you're like, you just write one.
And then I just like was like, maybe I'll pick this spoon up. And then I got a cookbook deal and it was like a raging success. I feel like everything you guys touch.
Well, thank you for the prediction. I don't know if it's going to be a raging success. And I had quite a few publishers turn me down.
Really? So,
one of them specifically because I have no background.
Really?
Be like, guess what else? You didn't have a background in.
Well, wait till my book comes out. Hang up.
Send him a sign.
And then Lindsay was like, okay, on the next one, maybe don't. You're right. You're right.
Bring it to an 8.
That was not cool of me. I take it back.
But lead me to like the first time you cooked ever.
I really sucked at it for a long time, though. I actually got into it during LA because I was kind of bored.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started a food blog. Because my sister had a blog, and I was like, I could do that. But I only want to talk about food. I'm not talking about my life. So I'm a confident introvert who's like, back up. Only posting
I'm
about
confident
food.
Enough to talk about my life. I don't want you in it.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah, just food that I want in my life a lot. So enough that I want to write a whole blog about it. So, yeah. So I don't know. I feel like at some point they started letting bloggers write books. I do not know why. But I'm a blogger, so I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But, I've just wanted to write a cookbook. I mean, I would love to, someday have formal training in cooking. I think about it all the time. Mm. It's kind of like my golden years, you know, dream of like going somewhere and like taking yes. some kind of immersion in cooking.
Chefs thing. Out there, come to Springfield and we'll host a cooking class.
I would love it. I love learning about cooking. I feel like I learn something new like at least every week, probably more. So
I feel though, like I don't think it's ever to host it. Because you're the cookbook.
She wants to learn. This is
inspiring. I'll definitely be the student
learner.
Who's like, well, I'm red. And they'll be like, no.
You'll Shut be the down. First student.
I have a cookbook. And they'll be like, oh my God, right? We have one of these in the class.
The first student that comes as like a cookbook author.
Like that never comes.
Those bloggers.
Did your heart beat faster when you watched the movie Julie and Julia? Because I loved that movie.
Yes,
I love that movie. That kind of made me go, well, I want to learn how to chop onions correctly. I want to learn how to do the things fast.
Oh, I need to cut a whole table of onions. That's a great idea. Why did that never occur to me before? How much did all those onions cost? And then the chief meat kicks in, and it's like, you need to eat some of the onion. Okay, you're going to have to just practice over a long period of time. So,
that's awesome. Okay, so then I am someone who had zero cooking experience my entire life, and I was really intimidated by cooking, and I still would consider myself someone who's like I literally have, I know enough to get by, just enough to get by. So do you have any recommendations for someone who, like, wants to be a passionate cooker?
Better?
Wants to be better?
I think it's like any creative thing. Like, I'll get into like one ingredient and I'm like, what all can I do with this? And if you're a part of like a CSA or anything, or if you go to the farmer's market, a lot of times you're kind of stuck because it's like,
that's what's
just tomatoes for the next 2 weeks. That's all they have. So it's like, okay, well,
yeah.
What all can you make with this?
Can I make tomato sauce? Can I make salsa? Can I make
tomato
spaghetti?
Shaylee, too soon. Too soon, Shaylee. Too soon.
Well, you could try the old zoodles.
I do have a spiralizer.
I love spiralizers.
Do you have anything that's like your favorite thing you've ever made? Can you remember anything?
I make a lot of creme brulee when I'm not eating healthy. It's my favorite dessert at restaurants, and it's one of my favorite things to make at home.
Well, too. We heard that, and we actually have some creme brulee right here.
We do. We do. It's why okay. Aren't you reacting like this is real?
Just go ahead and...
I said ooh-la-la.
Yeah, that was a half-hearted ooh-la-la.
As we're sitting here.
Okay, well, that was amazing.
You still like your job?
I do a lot. I mean, I feel like a lot of times... people only see the really fun parts.
Yeah.
So, and they don't see the part where I have to drive 7 hours both ways to photograph that cookbook. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But I had a friend once tell me that, and I think he was totally right, that if you love 80% of your job, then you have it made.
Yeah.
So I'm always like trying to fight to make that happen in my life because it's on me and my boss isn't going to do it because she'd be lazy.
I feel like that should be your new t-shirt.
My boss is lazy.
She be lazy. That's good. Give Shaylee credit on that one.
Yeah. I just want like 5% royalties.
Oh, I didn't even mention you have a clothing line now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people are listening to this thinking like, no, she doesn't.
No.
This is why I don't have an elevator pitch because it's like,
fake.
It becomes annoying at a certain point. You're like, stop talking about things you do. So I'm always just like, I work for myself. I am a blogger. That's all I ever say.
And they're like, oh, she doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
Poor thing. And then they go like,
poor thing. I wonder what her husband does.
They Google you. And, wait. He works for her.
Oh. Okay. So then now we want to enter into our hot topic discussion. Hot topic round.
Lightning round.
Okay. Our topic for you is comparison. Do you do it? Do you compare yourself to others via social media? Are you tempted to like... go, oh, my blog isn't as good, or my blog's way better, or is that something that you deal with?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in food photography, because I love food photography. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love food. Love photography.
love food photography.
So I pretty much, my Instagram is all other food bloggers or cookbook authors or whatever, and then like pigs, because I also really want to get a pig. For pet purposes.
So, for bacon. Yeah. Little miniature strips of bacon.
Aww.
No, that's terrible.
No.
That's terrible. I'm sorry. Teacup pigs.
But, yeah, so, yeah, I definitely do that sometimes, especially when I'm having a day where something like didn't go well, or like, I don't know, you know, you work on something and you like have it in your mind how great it's going to be. It's really not about what other people are doing, but then it's not as good as you wanted it to be.
Right.
And you're like, well, do I redo it? Do I have time to redo it? Do I not have time to redo it? And I just have to be okay with it. And I think that that's hard. That's the 20% that I don't love at my job. But I think at this moment, this season in my life, I'm too busy to compare myself. I'm more like just beating myself up.
Right.
With no comparison needed.
Right. You did enough on your own.
So I'm like, I don't even need that at the moment.
I'm
going to
quote you from the talk you just gave. You said you were not a perfectionist.
I'm not.
Which has been an asset for you.
Yeah, one of my biggest strengths, honestly, is that I finish.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I put everything out there. Like, I don't have any culinary background, but I wrote a cookbook.
Right.
And it's because I decided I was going to write a cookbook.
Right.
So even if I had to self-publish it, I'd be writing a cookbook. Maybe not this year, maybe not as quickly as I did.
Right.
But I would write it. And will it be the best cookbook ever? No. The answer is 100% no. But I'm doing it anyway because the goal is to do it. And woo! I'm just a real...
Preach.
Doer. That's my sister always says that's her favorite thing about me in our business is that I do things, because she'll come up with like so many ideas. Like, it was her idea to do the clothing line, it's her idea to do the app, but I'm a person who's like, okay, well, I'm gonna set up some meetings and I'm gonna call this person and ask them what an app is, and then I'm gonna call this person
Some
quotes, and then I'm gonna, you know, like, I'm just like a real, I even think like I'm kind of like, that's how I learn, is I have to do things. Like, if you explain something to me, I'm like, oh, interesting. But until I do it, I'm like, I don't get it, really.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, but therefore, you're like, your fifth cookbook will be perfect.
Yeah, this first one, skip it.
But that's such good advice. Like, that's such good advice, because so many people have all these ideas, and sometimes I feel like I'm kind of like an idea person. But until you, like, do it, the ideas are great, but they're never going to do anything unless you finally do it.
And you get feedback.
Yeah.
And even if it can sometimes not feel great, because that's part of it, usually, unless you're amazing or something, the person. But you learn. And then the next one is better. And every time, you know? And I just think, like, I don't know, all the people I've ever idolized or, like, looked up to, they did so many things.
Right.
They finished so many things. And do I think every single thing they ever did was amazing? Maybe, because I'm idolizing them. But
right. Do they think?
They were human.
Right.
They were a person, you know? And maybe they do have some gift that I don't have. But that's not going to stop me. I'm not going to, you know, wait around for some gift. I'm going to live my life. And I'm going to try to be like my idols. And all of my idols did things. So I'm doing things. And they're not always great. And that's the part where I feel like, ugh, so down on myself. But the next day, you just get up and you do more things and try to get better. And that's it. That's the whole thing. And then one day you die. And
Too far. We're not going that far.
No, I like it. And then one day you die. Emma Chapman. Okay. And
T-shirt.
Then, and then I feel like you've already...
Lazy. Then one day you die.
It's the depressing line of We Fresh. The truth fresh. We real. And then I feel like you've kind of already answered this, but do you ever feel like you're comparing yourself to your sister? Or it seems like you kind of already divided yourself on your strengths. Are there ever sibling fights, sibling jealousies, or anything?
Oh, yeah. There's sibling fights and jealousies. But we often don't... I mean, we kind of intentionally don't do the same things.
Right.
Like, I like that she does cook. She's actually pretty good. But she doesn't really consider that her main thing. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
And I decorate my house. I'm into it. But I don't consider it my main thing. I'm more like, you know, consider myself like a, I'm into this, but I defer to the experts.
Right.
And so it allows her to do her thing. And I think for us and our relationship, that's really healthy. Other people could have a friendly competition. But for us, it would probably end in a lot of fights and a lot of hurt feelings, and probably me being quietly upset all the time. So,
right?
Yeah, no, that's part of the reason that you guys are such a great team, I think. So that's really good advice.
Yeah, it's that. And for me, working with family, there's like a core love there that I think she feels the same way. Like, I never want to let her down. And I never will. Even though I might not do everything perfect, like, I'm always going to try really hard, because part of it that's on the line isn't just my job, it's my sister's job.
Right.
And something about that makes me even more motivated about it. So it really works for me. People always ask me, like, what's it like working with family? And I'm like, it makes you work harder, in my opinion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great, because you can't just slack around. What are you going to, you're going to let your family suffer because you're not doing your job?
You're not good getting rid of them.
Not this girl. I'm doing.
So, you have a Christmas fallout. Christmas rolls around. You're all together still.
That's beautiful. Okay, that was our hot topic section. Now we have the lightning round. You ready?
Yes.
Lightning round.
Okay. I'm just going to ask you a couple of these.
You answer one.
Yeah, word. As briefly as you can, but if you can't.
If you have two words, we'll allow it three times.
The first couple, you can elaborate, and then they get faster, okay? Mm-hmm. What's one trick for staying on task?
Making a list.
Boom. What's
I'm
something...
I'm going to do them all like that. Making a list.
I like it.
Doing
becoming
things.
Becoming a robot.
I'm not just trying really hard.
Just write a cookbook. What's something you'd go back and tell yourself the first year of self-employment?
In LA?
Sure.
Start a YouTube channel.
Ooh.
I know.
Where would I be?
Totally.
Where would I be?
You've made nothing of your life. Only you would have started
so
a YouTube.
I'm so unhappy where I am.
I would have subscribed.
20%, man.
I would have subscribed.
Been full 100.
Do you still enjoy your hobby turned career? Was it more fun as a hobby?
It was more fun as a hobby.
But you still enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Let's go physical.
Ooh. Oh, physical? I'd be a lot taller. I'd love to be as tall as you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, things would fit. I have to hem all my jeans.
Oh, things don't necessarily fit when you're tall. Sometimes they're too short. What about emotionally? Not, what's the opposite of physically?
What would I change emotionally? Be a better person. I don't know.
Be like,
just be like really nice or
who's
something.
Who's your literary agent? What's her name?
Lindsay.
Be like Lindsay.
Oh man, yes, she's also tall. See, she's tall.
Lindsay. Yeah. Emma's obsessed with you.
I kind of am. I love
Watch out, Trey.
Watch out, Trey. Okay, fill in the blank. I thought I might be naturally good at blank, but I was wrong.
So many things.
I don't believe it.
Handwriting. My handwriting's terrible.
Hmm.
Also, I'm sometimes really bad at choosing color schemes for like anything. Website, rooms. So I keep it really, really, really simple because I suck at it.
That's good.
Real simple, like the magazine you guys have been featured in.
Yes. Like that. When you gave away house. That's
that one time.
What do you wear when you work from home?
Mm-hmm. You know, jeans and t-shirts and
you do get out jeans though?
Well, sometimes. So, you know, the joke would be wear yoga pants every day. But honestly, I do on days when I'm trying to make myself work out because I'll work out during my lunch break. I'm doing air quotes, audience that can't see. But because it's like I can't be like, I'm too busy today. I don't have time. It's like you're already wearing the clothes. Literally just stand up and do some squats.
You're halfway there.
That's all you have to do. Just stand up.
So I'm feeling convicted.
Yeah, it's like I have to do it. So
that's so funny. I found the same thing. Like if I put the workout outfit on at the beginning, it's like at some point today I'm obligated to work out.
I even put the tennis shoes on. And Trey, my husband, will be like, oh, it's a workout day. Like, he knows that this is my life.
Shut up, Trey.
Little, like, you have to do it. You're wearing the clothes. You wore them in vain if you don't work out.
That's good. That's a good life tip. First of all, are you watching something on Netflix right now?
Well, Game of Thrones is over. That's HBO Go. But
yeah,
so,
yeah, true.
That's
what
I'm going to do.
And do you have a Netflix snack or a TV snack?
Snacks. Does summer beers with lime count?
Yeah, it does.
Lime is a food.
Can drink a snack.
Lime is a food.
Lime is...
I should
have
a
good lime.
Beer doesn't count, but the lime,
Do you have a pet peeve that irks you? It can be in blogging or in food photography or in life or in social settings, anything. Pet peeve.
I really hate it when... This is usually a work thing, but sometimes not. When there's a brainstorm and there's someone who like puts everything down, but they never make any suggestions.
Yes.
I hate that.
Yes. No bad
that
ideas.
That person will do nothing. That's how I feel about it.
There's no bad ideas in a brainstorm. That's what I always say.
So yeah, and like, maybe I have some bad ideas, but you're going to need to suggest some too. Yeah. I like to see how much better they are.
We're all in the nest, right?
I would say if you're a trained improviser, that person just irks you because you're like, no. You say yes and you build. Yeah. You don't say no and then not add.
And then if it starts to fall apart, you start on the new.
You start on the new.
But it's like, come on, create. Try.
You can create or you can destroy.
That's good.
It's your choice. Okay. Perfect day off. No work. What do you do? You can travel if you want. You can be somewhere already. Somewhere new. You can.
If this happened this month, I just got through a lot of traveling for work and fun. So it was great. But I'm really ready to be home. For right now, I would probably stay home all day and work on a quilt I'm working on.
For real?
Yeah. Oh. It's my first quilt. It's one of my goals for the year. I just have to finish it before Christmas. And I'm probably like one third there, but I'm about to get to the really hard part. So,
but you're done with travel.
Gearing myself up.
So on your day off, you would work on a goal. Oh,
yeah.
Cool. That sounds so relaxing.
That sounds like someone.
I
want
to be like my icons.
That's gonna say that sounds like someone who'd be successful in life.
That seems like someone who accomplishes goals. What they would do.
Accomplishes goals.
Okay. Is there something people probably don't know about you?
I doubt it. I'm very online, so. Probably not.
I don't think everyone knew the improv thing.
Nope. Mm-mm. You knew.
I didn't know before the charades told me.
It's kind of one of those weird things that you... Why would you tell... I don't know. It's like... It didn't lead anywhere. And I also don't do that anymore. So it's
but
a weird thing to bring
it?
Up.
Oh, I feel the exact opposite. I just couldn't bring it up enough, I think.
Really.
Why don't you guys do this?
I have like 3 kids and like
when they're done, you can. I have a golden years plan. I'm gonna go to France and co-op or something. Why don't you go to LA? All right.
Maybe we can room together. We can try it again.
I'll do it again. Okay. I'm only doing level 1 though, because after that I suck.
But you could just continually do level 1 and they're like,
I'll be level 2 and I'll be like, I'm just 80. The old lady who shouldn't be here, and they're like, we know. Stop doing your
great character. She published a book on level 2 improv, yet she still only takes the level 1 class.
Ooh, that's good. Next challenge.
Don't know.
That's hilarious. And then you're like, I wrote a cookbook. We're like, we know
everything you talk about every time. So,
okay, most frequently used emoji.
This is a big one.
It's probably the thumbs up.
It's because people text me for work stuff, and instead of responding like a nice person who's like, this is a great idea and I'm encouraging you to finish your work, I just say thumbs up.
Right. Okay. Efficiency.
Busy. Thumbs up.
All right. Like that wraps up our Emma Chapman interview, which means we're just in time for our segment. Our brand new segment.
Exciting segment. Okay, so we researched you a little bit.
Oh. I started eating because you said it was over.
That's okay. Hey, it's over. You're in a safe place. You could have eaten this whole time. We just would have, heard the mouth noises. So this segment is called... She was leaning very closely. I really hope we captured a little bit of that. Pets dressed as humans. We're going to name animals. And you're going to describe the outfits that you would style them in.
Because we know
social media purposes
that most of the people you follow on Instagram are actually just animals.
Are just
in
animals
costumes.
Dressed up as humans.
Yeah, as humans or, really anything.
Or just cute animals.
Food items.
Pigs that are dressed up a lot.
Dressed up.
Pig parents are weird.
And you want to
be
one.
In the club, yeah.
Okay, so just how you'd style them.
Yeah, how you'd style them for people who might have a pet and like want to get into that, but...
Into the pet styling.
Need a little guidance. Okay.
I feel like they don't know how to dress their pet.
We'll start with an easy one. A pug.
Yeah. You have a pug?
Well, that you just put a bow tie on because pretty much perfect. So
That's good.
Pug, bow tie, done. Miniature schnauzer.
Just give him a little cigar, probably.
That's perfect.
Lit or not lit? Lit if he can hold it. How trained is
No miniature schnauzers were harmed in the making of this podcast.
I just think the word schnauzer.
Schnauzer.
He's got a cigar.
That guy has a cigar. For sure.
I feel like a miniature schnauzer in the human form would be Ben Stiller's father. What's his name?
It's Peter Parker's boss.
Yes. Yeah.
With his legs up.
No.
What you bringing me?
A basket of baby kittens.
Oh. They could be dressed like ducklings. Which is just dumping yellow feathers into the basket.
I love this.
And saying quack behind a tree or something.
I feel like that's a good ending one.
Oh, that's really good. Although she's so good, I just kind of want to see what
she has. Wiener dog.
Oh. Man, am I just a basic because I just was like, oh, hot dog.
You have
my head. Right? I was like, hot dog.
You have to.
They're the right shape. They are. French bulldog.
Why don't you give him little rain boots and an umbrella?
I love it. Because what if
you
it
can
rains?
Tuck the umbrella into one of the boots, because you know they can't really move right. very well.
They're not like a schnauzer
fancy,
level.
Though. Those guys are fancy.
They
so.
Are fancy.
Don't get rained on. They're French.
Really well done. Like, exceeded any of my expectations. I feel like anyone who's wanting to style their pet, you know, has a good idea.
I feel like that was the level 2 improv class, and you just passed.
Maybe this will be my next book. How to Style Your Pet.
How to Style Your Pet.
Honestly, I really think people would buy that, though, because I would.
Well, if you wrote it,
like, whoa, is this all pets?
There should be an app. There should be an app that you take a picture of your pet, and
then it
styles it and, like, puts the outfit on it.
Oh, by the way, intellectual property, anything discussed on this
right.
podcast is
I signed nothing.
Probably we own it.
Of Shailene Katie, the podcast.
Lindsay, get them.
Verbal contract. When you laugh, the wind is like going in the thing, so I'm gonna put the little wind mic on because your laugh is so gusty,
just so powerful.
I could, you know,
just don't like laugh.
How about this? How about the sound I make when I'm filled with joy? How about I just don't do that anymore?
Just
how about I just change
that?
That's
exactly what she suggested.
Just
okay, great.
Take your normal personality and be different.
Okay, that's a good note.
Thanks so much for listening, and a huge thank you to Emma Chapman for taking time to sit down with us. You can find her at her blog, abeautifulmess.com, and she's gifting all of today's listeners with 30% off any e-course using the code ShayleeKatie. They've got everything from photography to sewing to business e-courses. You're definitely going to find something you love. We want to see how you listen, so post a photo on Instagram of you listening to our podcast using the hashtag ShayleeAndKatie and also the hashtag SK, how I listen. We'll choose our favorite and you can take one of Emma's e-courses completely free. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes, at least 3 stars. And remember, we love you. Too soon.